Victoria Plzeň rewarded fans at Prague's Eden Stadium on Tuesday with a match to remember against AC Milan in the Champions League. With just minutes remaining, the Czech club scored not once but twice to earn a well-deserved draw. While not enough to advance, the club will at least continue in competition in UEFA's Europa League in the spring. Jan Wellinger has the details.
At one point in Tuesday's Champions League game between Victoria Plzeň and Italian football giants AC Milan, things looked pretty much over for the Czech club. Specifically early into the second half after Peto and Robinho scored within just 60 seconds of each other to put the Italian side ahead 2-0. The Czech League champions, though, came back, leveling the game dramatically in the dying minutes and seconds. Bystroň struck what appeared to be a consolation goal in the 89th minute, but Slovak international Gyuriš added a second, scoring just moments away from the final whistle to secure a draw against the Italian club. The result sparked celebration by fans and saw Plzeň coach Pavel Vrba, who turned 48 on the day, given a long ovation. The team's record in its maiden Champions League run? A respectable 5 points from 1 win, 2 draws, and 3 losses, securing 3rd place and a spot in the Europa League. A little earlier I spoke to journalist Karel Herring, who covers football for the Czech Daily Sport.
I think they did better than it was expected, I think. 5 points is very good number, I think, for Plzeň. And what I rate even more than the number of points is level of performance, because I think Plzeň played very well. I think people really enjoyed all the games of Plzeň in Champions League, and I think for me this is the biggest, let's say, the best thing.
It seemed that they didn't sit back ever, that they really went for their chances when they had them. They weren't afraid.
Yes, definitely. And I think they confirmed their philosophy, which is still attack, going forward. And this is what we can, let's say, admire, because they didn't turn to more defensive way of playing. This is what I really admire, because this is not typical for Czech club football.
And certainly, even on Tuesday night, AC Milan probably didn't expect Plzeň to come back and tie the game late in the match as they did.
Yes, definitely. I think we could see that AC Milan didn't play with stop concentration, because of their position they couldn't finish better in the group stage. But I don't want to say that AC Milan didn't want to succeed, or probably at the end of the game they lost their concentration and were punished for it. But for me, the draw was a result which Plzeň definitely deserved.
Many people have noted Plzeň's sort of play now. Has it had a positive impact not only on the team but elsewhere as well, like the national squad?
Yes, I think this is another success of Plzeň, because impact of factor Plzeň was for me one of most important in the way for Euro 2012, because Coach Bilek started to play with more Plzeň players since September in Scotland, when Juracek made quite impressive debut. Czech national team changed the formation from 4-2-2-2 to 4-2-3-1, which is the way players from Plzeň like. And you could see that the performances of the national team were much more offensive, much more direct. Yeah, and I think it was a very, very positive factor for the national team.
That was sports reporter Karel Herring talking to Jan Wellinger.